Our FA Cup run for this season comes to an end. Record-breaking run. We were probably beaten by the better side, if we're honest today. But the boys all gave their all.
Yeah, they did. And there's one thing we've never, ever been able to do this season so far, and that's question the boys' attitude or application or their togetherness and their work rate. It's a funny old game. You know, the expectation of us coming here was that we were going to lose, and even though that was the outcome, you know, the manner in which we lost, I'm a little bit disappointed. Of course, York, I thought, were better than us over the course of the 90 minutes, you know, especially in for long periods in the second half, once they got the three goals, the way they moved the ball around and made it exceptionally difficult for us. But, you know, I thought first half, the goal looked offside. It'd be interesting to see it back, to see whether it was. The boys were adamant he was offside, and I think, you know, we had a couple of really good chances. The free kick, Ben Baker's two, George Bailey's on the edge of the box. We had chances where if York had those chances, they score, and we couldn't. And if we had any chance of getting a draw or, you know, even better, winning the game, these chances had to turn into goals. And there weren't too much in the first half, and then second half, the first 10 minutes killed us. But, look, if I'm being ultra critical, I think the referees killed us. I think the two bookings to Robbie Parker and to Owen Wallace in that 1 minute in the first half, both of them getting booked for what the ref said was dissent. I'm not sure it was dissent. If anyone knows Owen and Robbie, they're not the sort of players to do that. They questioned the decision, which he got wrong. He didn't like it, so he started banding about the card. And the two goals in the second half come from them two players not being able to make tackles. You know, Robbie lost it in the centre of the pitch. If he hasn't been booked, he goes in for the tackle, potentially gives away a free kick on the halfway line, maybe takes a yellow card for it, but can't because he's been booked. And then the second goal come from exactly the same, with Owen having, you know, a 50-50 challenge, not being able to go into it through fear of maybe giving away a foul or mistiming it. If he's not been booked, he goes in for that, makes it the tackle, and they don't score. And those decisions that went against us, I think, went against us all game, really. And that was frustrating, because, like I said, I think if them two players don't pick up them two bookings, I don't think they score their two goals in the second half. And we questioned the first one, whether it was offside or not. So take that out, we've done all right.
If we nicked one in the first half, even better, because we did have some decent chances, you're right.
Yeah, let's be honest, it was always going to be a difficult day. And I'm not saying that if those players hadn't been booked, we wouldn't have lost the game, because they also had other chances, and we were beaten by a better side. But there are things that we have to learn as a group going forward. The players have to learn. They have to take that into league games, because, you know, there are key times in games where you have to do key things. And if you get booked for dissent, then it stops you from being able to do it. So, look, we'll dust ourselves down. I want to thank the fans. Great support.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Travelled in numbers. Got right behind the team. I want to thank the chairman and his wife for what they laid on today. You know, the preparation for the players and the pre-match and what have you was fantastic. And we're going to go away disappointed that we haven't been able to keep it alive. But we'll focus now on the league and then the FA Trophy, which is going to be drawn in a week's time, and see if we can have a run in that.
Yeah, difficult league game coming up next week, though. Trip to Old Church, not going to be easy.
Yeah.
Got to get them all back focused.
Yeah, there's no easy games.
There's
simply
right.
Not. And, you know, from the highs of before today's game and then the lows after it, it's very much an up and down game. So we'll assess everything this week and just make sure we recover properly. You know, Tom McGowan will obviously be back after his suspension. He was a big, big loss today. You know, the FA rules, I don't know why it was brought in, but if you get two bookings in a competition, you miss a game. And we've played four games, bearing in mind, because of cup ties. So it's a ridiculous rule, and he was a major part in us getting here, and was that opportunity of playing was taken away from him by this new ridiculous rule. So he'll return, and he was a big loss today. And Charlie Diaf and Daniel Moyes are on the men, so, you know, potentially they'll be in for contention as well for Saturday. But, you know, attention will turn to that, and we'll go to Alf Church and try and keep the good form going in the league.
Yeah, well done for today, mate.
Cheers,
let's take it on from there.
Thank you
very much.